B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh,
Morning Court is in session. We've got Tanya on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
We're going to call your case the Bumble Fumble.
Oh, God. Did you make that up, Bob?
Well, well, well.
I hate it when he's in charge of the court case names.
Well, apparently, Tanya, you're new to online dating, and you had a bit of an incident that you want to share with the Morning Court today. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, you could call it that. So I went out with this guy. He seemed really nice. We had a really good conversation, you know, on the app before we met up. And, you know, so I was really looking forward to it. We met at a coffee shop. It was a little weird, you know, because, like, I don't know. It's been a long time since I've, like, been in the dating world. So Everything was all very new. It was kind of overwhelming at first.
Okay.
But things were going okay. But then I noticed in the reflection of his glasses, I could see that he was swiping left and right while we were talking. Like, on his phone was, like, under the table. But you could see...
Wow.
Like, he was glancing down and you could, like, see him
seriously
swiping left and right. Yeah. So I was, like, kind of taken aback. I didn't want to, like, you know, accuse him of anything necessarily because, you know, I'm just looking at a reflection in his glasses. I can't be 100% sure. But That's really what it looked like.
Huh. It looked like while he was on your date, he was swiping left and right on a dating app.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
multitasker.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? It's like online shopping when you have a couple of tabs open and things in your cart. That's not cool.
It's not cool, huh?
No, no.
I guess.
So,
yeah, so...
Tanya, you're new to this online dating? Are you just recently single or something?
Well, okay. I mean, kind of right before the pandemic happened. Yeah.
So you want to know if this is normal.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, if you're new to it, like, what is the... Yeah.
Right. Like in normal times, in real life, no, of course, this would be ridiculous. But, like, it's been a long time since I was out there. Have the norms changed? Is this, like, not a big deal anymore? Is it people keeping their options open? Like, I don't...
I mean, did he ask you out again, or...
He asked me out again. The conversation was great. He's really, really smart. We connected on a lot of stuff, so, like, he seems like a good guy,
okay.
I think.
You just want to know if you missed a red flag anywhere.
Right, like but is that just, like, a thing now, you know?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't when I was dating last, but that was, you know, a while ago. So.
Okay. Well, Tanya,
this intrigues me.
I know. It's kind of...
Yeah, I wonder
she liked the guy.
Yeah, maybe he was just shy. I don't know.
I don't know. How did he look, by the way? Did he look like everything, like he sold the whole thing?
Yeah. He actually looked like his picture, which, from what I understand, like that's like the first hurdle.
I mean,
you know?
There's another red flag. No.
Right.
Well, Tanya, thank you for coming to Morning Court. We know you like the guy, but obviously you got some questions. There. What should she do? Should she just go ahead and ask the guy? Just throw it out? Is that an option to say,
wow,
hey, we had a good time, but did I? Yeah, I know. But
it's so straightforward. It just doesn't seem right.
Too soon. Tanya, stay tuned, okay? We're going to open up the Morning Court, let our listeners chime in, see what they have to say. You might get some great advice for free, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya. 888-410-1057. Tell you, this is one of these cases I want to hear what, Tanya ends up doing down the road.
Okay? What's the rule?
Yeah, what should you do? Thank you, Tanya. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, she had a good date, but in case you missed it, he was swiping on what looked like a dating app. It's kind of like going to a job interview, and while you're interviewing, looking through, you know, the want ads.
Yeah, LinkedIn.
Yeah, I know.
You're in or you're not. I've had some time.
Okay.
I have some thoughts.
All right. Well, you hold those thoughts. Let's get some calls in to help Tanya out. She's listening this morning. Had a great time Friday, but now you can tell in her voice she's not sure what to do. Would you proceed with caution or just not at all? Okay. 888-410-1057. Let's help Tanya out. She's listening this morning. 105.7 WROR. She's a beauty. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. You're welcome. You are welcome, LBF. Okay, we're doing morning court today for Tanya. She had a date Friday, but she could swear the guy was looking at his phone and looked like a dating app while they're having their whatever.
Multitasking.
He's a multitasker. So she's kind of in the middle. She liked him. Other than that.
Yeah.
other than that.
That was the play.
Yeah, Mrs. Lincoln. So what should she do? Jim, any advice for Tanya today?
Actually, I think she should proceed with caution, because if he was so into the date, he wouldn't be looking at her phone.
Agreed.
I mean, that's something he could do after the date.
It seemed like it wouldn't occur to you. But I'm guessing, maybe we should have asked Tanya this. What if he got some kind of an alert? I don't know how those things work, but what if there was an alert?
Good one, Bob.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
I'm not sure how these things work.
These fumbles thing go, but no. So Jim, maybe he got an alert.
And he couldn't.
No, like
you
tick.
Don't.
You don't get alerts.
Even if you get an alert to your phone that like a news story or a Twitter,
yeah.
You just don't if you are interested in the person.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
That's it.
But you know,
Jim's saying proceed exactly. With caution, right, Jim? Or proceed at all?
Well, I think proceed with caution. I think if he does it the next date that they're on, then I'd call it quits.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
He's more into his phone than he would be into her.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Jim, you're breaking up a little bit, but thank you. So Jim says proceed with caution. Can't disagree
good
with
advice.
That.
Good advice.
What do you say? 888-410-105. So it's been a while for her, Tanya, and she's kind of liked him. But
I know.
Is it a red flag or is it kind of like
yellow flag?
Pink. Maybe it's a yellow.
Yellow.
Flag.
Like, slow like down, but
okay,
don't
that's
stop.
Good. Yellow flag. 888-410-1057. What do you say? WROR 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court. Live or let die is Tanya's dilemma today. She had a date this Friday night. She's new to the dating scene. Again, after whatever. I'm not sure what her situation was, but said it's been a long time since she dated. And the guy she went out with, in the middle of the date, she could tell that he was looking at his phone, and it appeared like he was swiping right. It was a coffee date, so it wasn't a big dinner date. So he couldn't even give her, a half hour of undivided attention. So she did like the guy. And she's not sure whether she ought to give him a second chance. Or like you said, is definitely a yellow flag. Might not be red.
It's so rude. But people get nervous and act weird. So I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. What advice do you have for Tanya? Should she forget the guy or proceed with caution? What do you say?
Well, I think there's an A, B, and a C here. A would be the worst case scenario when the guy's a player. B would be he's keeping his options open. And C would be something that I think is probably most logical. And, you get awkward meeting a new person and you kind of fade off and you're glued to your phone.
Yeah.
So he's probably doing it and not even thinking he's doing it.
Can you imagine, though?
Like it's a tip. I'm just like, crap, what am I doing?
All right.
So you're going to give him the benefit.
Ask him, though.
Benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, but she
definitely should ask.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mason.
I think so.
All right. Yeah, I believe so, too. Yeah, you got to kind of mention that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to know everything you need to know by his answer, too, by
that's
the way.
True. Yep, that's true. Yep, very true. See,
Mason's a lawyer. Perry. No? Okay. Bye, Mason. All right, Leslie, what do you say?
Oh, wow. I got better stories. I've had years of experience of first dates.
All right.
And that is nothing what I've had. But I haven't dated in 4 years, but that is rude. I find looking at your phone when you're on a date, they had a guy that did that. He picked his phone up and answered it while we're in a dinner. I'm like, really? It's like,
he did?
You need to spend time with your... Yeah.
Oh my
he answered
God.
The phone. I was like, who's calling you at 10:30 at night? Like, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe it was emergency.
It's just rude.
What? What did
next
he say?
Yeah.
Bye, Leslie. What do you say to Tanya?
Well, I think it was terribly rude of him to do that in the first place.
Yep.
But if she feels strongly enough that he is a good person and a nice guy, I would give him a second chance. But the second I noticed him doing something, I would call him out on it right there and then.
Yeah. Okay. You get one more bite of the apple, buddy. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
No, it's very rude. Yeah. Very
it's
rude.
The Garden of Eden.
Yeah. Sorry. One more bite, right, Aaron?
You're all right. I love your show. I listen to it every morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, look at that. Oh, the big tip jar.
And LB, you have the greatest laugh. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much.
You mean Lisa Baker?
Yeah. Hey. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, good old Lisa Baker.
All right.
In case anybody missed it earlier in the show, a caller wanted to know why we don't have jingles for our show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Here it is.
Lisa and Bob in the morning, 105.7 FM, WROR.
And Lisa Baker. Okay.
Yes, guy thought my name was Lisa Baker. Fine. Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. So back. All right. So Tanya, what should she do? Should she give him another bite apple or like Adam, one
put him
bite.
On a diet.
That was it. Right? Adam got one bite.
One
and
bite
was
and
done.
That's it, right?
I think so. He bit the apple.
He did, right?
Adam
she was blamed.
Eve,
the
you know,
patriarchy.
Eve.
Right from the get-go.
Eve the tease. So should Tanya give her date another bite of the apple and see if he's worth it, even though he was swiping left, swiping right during the date. 888-410-1057. That's some fine guitar playing right there. Don't you think? A little Journey. Neil Schon, right? I think it is.
Oh, it is?
I think it is.
God, you know me. I don't
I'm
know
tired. Yeah, okay. I was asking, anybody.
Anyway.
It's going to be cold on this day after daylight savings. 28 today is your high temperature. Windy as well, too. So pull the hat down a little bit tighter. And the skirt, too, right? Right on.
Yes.
Tighten up. Down to 18 tonight, 41 tomorrow. Morning court's in session. In case you missed it, we talked with Tanya about 45 minutes ago. She had a date Friday night.
Yeah.
Coffee date. She thought it went well, and he's asked her out again, except one little thing happened. Here's what Tanya had to say.
So I went out with this guy. He seemed really nice. We had a really good conversation, you know, on the app before we met up. And, you know, so I was really looking forward to it. We met at a coffee shop. It was a little weird, you know, because, like, I don't know. It's been a long time since I've, like, been in the dating world, so everything was all very new. It was kind of overwhelming at first. But things were going okay. But then I noticed in the reflection of his glasses, I could see that he was swiping left and right while we were talking.
Okay. So most people have called and said, and like you said, LBF, certainly a yellow flag. If it might sound a red flag, I think it is, but a yellow flag at the very least. Proceed with caution.
Right.
He's asked her out again. She's not sure if that's the deal breaker. Would it be a deal breaker for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I need
would you get
undivided
up and leave?
Attention.
Yeah.
No, but I'd be like, I'd call my friends and be like, let's wrap. But I'd have like the phone call and be like, oh, I have an emergency.
Oh, that
I
one.
I can't stand losers.
I won't be ignored, Bob.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Emergency. Let's take some calls. Hi, ROR. Good morning. Any advice for Tanya?
Yeah, I would. It sounds like player to me. Looking at Facebook.
Yeah. Look, this was a coffee date. You can't give a half hour of your time or whatever.
Exactly.
Come on.
To not Tinder. It's one thing, you know, to look to see if you have a notification from a real person you actually know.
Right. I don't think he gets another bite of the apple. I say no.
You Take say no, Bob. Away. Coming down.
I say no either. I say just let it go now.
All right.
But
thank you.
But she probably has to marry.
All right.
Already, you know?
We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right, Matt, what do you say? You going to help Tanya out? Yeah.
I got a little bit of a different take on it. Number one is it could have been maybe he wasn't feeling it. Maybe he wasn't interested. And he was, you know, instead of broaching the subject, he was just kind of trying to give her the brush off that way. Like, you know, displaying he wasn't interested. But it also could have been, she said that she thinks he may have been on a dating app checking that out. it could have been that he was pulling up her profile to say, wait a minute, didn't she say that she was athletic and toned, but she's actually a few extra pounds?
Oh,
I don't know.
Wow. Plot twist from Matt.
I mean, it's just a thought. It's just a thought. Well, know? I mean.
No, it is a thought.
Oh, I see.
But here's the thing, though, Matt. He's asked her kind of out again, I guess, over the weekend. So he must have liked what he saw.
Well, maybe he's giving her a pass. You know, it is winter. We do put on a few extra pounds.
Oh, my God.
Matt.
Jeez.
Maybe he's saying, you know, hey, she might look good 15 pounds lighter when summer rolls around. You know, oh, so, hey, let's not.
Dating Come tips.
Yeah, you want to leave your number for him?
You sound fine.
He's just having fun.
Oh, my God.
He's just having fun. Right, Matt?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course.
No apples for you, Matt. All right, see ya. Bye. All right, Matt, fun guy there. Tanya sounds lovely. Very lovely.
Yes.
Sounds really pleasant to me. I'll say that about Tanya. Right?
Exactly.
Okay, I don't think that's the issue. He's asked her out. I don't know if we've come to a consensus, but for personally, Tanya, if you're still listening, I don't think I would. I think I say no. I know you say no. Right?
You know what? If I was going to be like brutally honest, be like, why waste your time with this guy? He should be chasing after you. That's what I say to the ladies.
That's right.
You know what?
I agree.
They should be chasing you.
Yes.
You are a golden goddess. He's just trash.
Oh, wow. Coming down pretty hard on the guy. Okay. All righty then. Hey, Brian,
want me to make you feel better or you want me to tell you the truth?
Okay. Gee, where have I heard that before? Hey, Lisa Baker.
Yeah.
What do you have coming up?
Coming up, I have the Oscar nominations are coming out right now. I'm making a list. That's why I've only been half paying attention.
No.
And also,
that's why you thought Dee Snider was 800.
Exactly. And we have all the Grammy information you'll ever need or want.
That's coming up. The reason we call you Lisa Baker, just kidding, is we had a caller earlier in the show. He thought that was your name, and you're the entertainment reporter.
And why not?
Here's what he said.
Lisa Baker and Bob Bronson in the morning, 105.7 FM, WROR. No, you have a person named Lisa Baker, right? The entertainment reporter?
Yeah.
Lisa Baker. Why wouldn't it? LBF. Lisa Baker, what would it be?
All right, Lisa Baker, we'll do the dirty laundry up next. You tell LBF to take a break.
All right, excellent.
All right. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:51. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Okay, last call.
Okay.
For Tanya, we have a caller on the phone. He wants to know if he can chime in. Hi, who's this?
This is Josh from Rhode Island.
All right, Josh. Any advice for Tanya, who had a first date with a guy Friday, who spent a lot of it, looks like he was swiping left and right on a dating app? So what advice do you have?
Well, I have good advice. Although I'm the guy who did the Toys R Us jingle, I still have very good advice.
Okay, right. What you got?
Well, first of all, Tanya needs to hit reset, okay? That means ixnay, this guy is gone.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a respect thing. I don't care if it's your kids at the kitchen table. I don't care if it's your monkey's uncle. If they're playing with the phone, see you later.
Yep.
That's number one.
Yep.
Because if you don't get the respect on the first date, you're never going to get it.
It's tough on crime.
Mm-hmm. That's number one.
Number two. Yes.
Tanya, do not believe anything anyone writes in a personal ad. Do not believe the picture is recent. And go into it thinking that they are a Pinocchio. And anything that happens good, you'll be happy. Because I have friends that have gone out on dates. Girl used the college yearbook picture, and the girl ended up being a 400-pound tuna and showed up at the Kowloon saying she was hungry.
Okay.
That's
fun.
I hear what you're saying.
Listen, on both sides of this, the guys are liars, the women are liars. You just have to believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
There it is.
All right,
Pops.
I can't wait to start dating again.
Yeah. Sushi sounds good after that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a little tuna? Sushi? Wow. Sushi roll? Tuna roll? No?
All right. All right.
There we go. So that was our last call for Tanya.
Well, that's some advice. Gotcha.
But, you know, but he is right about one thing. He said, believe half of what you see and nothing of what you hear.
Oh, yes. Really, man. Kowloon, great food.
I know, it is excellent. I always go there hungry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.